Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Welcome to Bodcast. I'm Sean Grace, Branding and Communications Manager at Practice Plan. And today with me I have Naz Hake, who is going to talk about the reasons why patients won't visit your website. So hello Naz, thank you very much for joining us. Just for our listeners, can you just take us through your background, how you got to where you are and what you're doing currently?
Yeah, sure, thank you. As a young child, I'd say about 11, I discovered something that changed my life. So for most teenage boys, it's women. Sadly for me, it was a computer. Or maybe not so. So the time when I went into the IT industry, only major establishments would have computers. Windows 95 was coming out then, so it was not accessible to everyone. And being a full-blown nerd at that time, which I'm very proud of, I learned a lot about computers and I started providing part-time IT support to small to medium businesses. So I was surrounded by entrepreneurs. The environment was very stimulating, and one thing led to another, and I went into consulting for major blue chip corporations, so Apple, Microsoft, Cisco, IBM, some of the major blue chip corporations in the world. From then, 2008, the recession started, and it got to a point where I was very happy with what I was doing, and I wanted to be part of an organization where I wasn't just a number. And dental is very familiar to me. We have a family background in that. My dad was in the NHS as well. So I try to escape all of that, like many people try and get away from family. But I came back into dental and I absolutely loved it. And I've always been involved in marketing and helping businesses grow and having the chance to do that with dental practices and knowing firsthand what difference it makes. So it could be paying for that principal to put his children through private school. It's much more satisfying. From then, I've established a base with Dental Focus. As an organization, we have existed for 16 years. We are the number one provider in the UK for marketing solutions for dental practices. We help clients to identify the ideal patients, attract them, and from a business perspective, get a return on investment whilst being fully compliant.
Excellent. Well, so you definitely are well-versed on speaking with this topic for us today. That's wonderful. I know that a lot of dental practices, when they're kind of moving into the world of digital, it can seem like something that they're just not really aware of at all and something that can be quite frightening in some cases. But we do know now that a lot of dental businesses are definitely moving forward with their websites. They understand the importance of having one. Mm-hmm. So from your perspective and how you work with dental practices, what would you say makes an unsuccessful website?
That's a very good question. The simplest way to look at it is the exact same question to an unsuccessful dental practice. So the website should reflect the personality of the practice. You could have two practices on the high street, and why would a patient choose one over the other when they both provide, you know, scale and polish and hygiene and cosmetic dentistry? They would choose one because of the personality of the people within the practice. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got a stock website where there is no personality presented, there is no chance for that patient to engage with you from there. It's not building any trust. Mm-hmm. It's not building any credibility. So what creates a very unsuccessful website is the fact that it's not going to attract patients because they can't tell the difference between you and everyone else in the world. You're not differentiating yourself. That would probably be one of the biggest areas. Number two would be there is no audience defined. So as a practice, do you specialize in certain areas? Do you have a preference towards certain treatments? And are you making certain decisions based on your demographic? If you're on Harley Street and you are promoting low-end dentistry, that's not really going to support your business. Mm-hmm. That's your sole focus. And if you are in Tottenham or another part of the country where the demographic is mixed, and the pictures of the patients on your website don't reflect your audience, mm-hmm. that may alienate them as well. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to consider marketing mix and make sure that it's blended into your website and the personality of your staff, your team, your practice is also represented there.
So it becomes a true reflection of you, like we say, the window into your business.
Absolutely.
So what are patients looking for when they're on the web then?
That's a very good question. So patients have different buying habits. Now, you'll get a lot of patients who go on the internet when they're in pain. So as human beings, whenever we decide to transact on a need or a want, there's a desire. And pain is always, often, you know, the quickest way. So I would recommend all dental practice first of all have an individual page for emergency dentistry if that's mm-hmm. something you provide. And then it's down to the individual themselves. We are now living in an age when we are being bombarded by media which is showing straight white teeth. So consumers are becoming aware of that and that's what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Depending on your location, they could be looking at braces or Invisalign. So they're looking at treatments. Now, if everyone else is providing Invisalign, what makes you different? Why would they choose you over someone else? Mm-hmm. So what the patients want to see are the stories, the testimonials, the case studies, the stories of success. So that's one aspect when the patient's going through the research mode. Then when they're deciding why they're going to choose you, those testimonials and stories work out really well as well. But also explaining to the patient the benefits, not just the technical aspect, you know, this is a brace or a retainer and every 6 weeks it will change or whatever it is. That's scary. What the patient wants to hear is another patient saying, it's the best decision I ever made. Mm-hmm. I gave up going on holiday last year and I'm so glad because the holiday only lasts for 6 weeks and this new smile is going to last for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and it's all about selling those benefits, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I suppose that's where all the testimonials from those really happy patients who've been through treatment plans. Mm-hmm. And actually, it hasn't, like you say, it wasn't just about having the treatment done, it was about actually that they're more confident in their smile now. Yeah. They can go for that job interview. And I suppose that's where the testimonials really come through, making sure that you have those on your website.
Absolutely. And there is a methodology we have at Dental Focus. We look at extracting the right testimonials to tackle the patient concerns. And that's what's really important. That's the key driver between the most successful websites is when you tackle patient concerns. Mm-hmm. So dentists are masters of dealing with patient concerns. A patient turns up in the chair and before they decide, am I going to go ahead with you or not? They're saying all the reasons why they are where they are today and why they don't want to go ahead with that treatment. I can't mm-hmm. afford it. It's yeah. going to be painful, X, Y, Z. And the dentist will spend a large period of their initial consultation addressing those concerns, winning the trust of the patient and showing the patient what that outcome can be. Now, what if you can do that all on your website? How much time does mm-hmm. that save you?
Exactly. I imagine there are a lot of dentists and dental practices who are listening to this now and thinking, yeah, totally on board, understand what you're saying. Mm. How do they actually get to the crux of what it is that's about their practice or what their patients are looking for? Because like you say, human behavior is different. Different patients mm-hmm. are looking for different things. Do they tend to know, but just don't realize it? Or is there any kind of, I don't know whether it's soul searching or figuring out on, so what is it about my practice that my patients love?
That's a very good question. I experienced different answers from clients because that's one of the things I'll ask them is, you know, why do your patients choose you? Mm-hmm. And different members of the team will have different reasons. So they're not always yeah. on board with the same purpose. What is the mission statement of our practice? What are we trying to achieve? Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, I would say as a team, let's discuss it, make sure we understand and then get feedback from the patients because that's what's going to really help you to ensure is what we're putting out there aligned with the brand that we're presenting. Mm-hmm. Do our patients feel we are providing what we say we do? Mm-hmm. I would say that's the first step. Get feedback from your team and from your patients. Because as a principal, you become very busy doing the day-to-day dentistry or looking at the operational side. But you need to make sure you speak to all the ambassadors and you know what the, you know, the general feeling is.
So you've then got a good feeling for what it is that you want your website to look like, the message that you want to get across, mm-hmm. the type of patient that you're targeting,
yeah.
giving them the right testimonials that mm-hmm. kind of give them the feeling that this is a dental practice I want to trust or I can trust. And actually I've seen patients that have having the same outcome that I do.
Yes.
But don't patients also shop around when they're looking at websites?
Absolutely.
Or in particular dental websites?
Absolutely. Patients do. So everyone has a different barrier in terms of what they can afford. But everyone shops around. You know, if you are a football player and you're choosing between your next supercar, you will look around at the options as well. So the question is, how do you present the value where the patient will say, you know what, I'm willing to part with an extra £1,000 with you, as opposed to the guy down the road. So what can you do to make the patient see that you are maybe reassuringly expensive,
mm-hmm.
or you are on the concierge service? Again, it's the stories and the testimonies from other patients. One of the most common things I see on a lot of dental websites is, here are our prices page, here's the fees. There's no value explained. You know, my consultation for ortho is £100 or £200. What does that include?
Yeah.
That doesn't give any value to me as a patient. But if you were to put down there at the start, you know, a heading, as a team, we have experience of, you know, 15, 16 years. We have studied at some of the leading institutions in the country. We have changed the lives and smiles of 3,000-4,000 patients.
Mm.
Then put your unique selling points at the top. Now, as a consumer, I go in, the fees page is one of the top three pages on the website patients look at.
Really?
But nobody's selling themselves. They're just putting their prices on there.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone's going to shop around, at least position yourself so they can understand why you are, what level you are at. Yeah.
That's a really good tip, because actually I suspect there are a lot of dental practices who don't appreciate how people move through their website. And
mm-hmm.
actually, if that's one of the top three and you're not selling yourself on it, like you say,
mm-hmm.
the potential patient is just looking at the prices and making their own judgment without you having an influence on it.
Yeah.
That's actually been quite enlightening for me, so thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Websites are more increasingly important, and just like you were saying about that, patients will shop around.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gone are the days that somebody will just call into a practice and find out information. So
mm-hmm.
what if you're a dental practice and you don't have a website?
Mm-hmm.
How is that impacting you, and what should you really be doing about it?
That's a really good question. If you don't have a website and you're running a dental practice, I would, as a business person, look at my books, first of all, because, you know, people don't know what they don't know. And if, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't have a website and you think, I've got along fine all these years without a website,
mm-hmm.
the question is, has your revenue grown year upon year upon year? What are you looking to achieve in the next 5 years? Are you looking to grow your practice? Are you looking to maybe sell your practice, so you want to increase the asset value of that practice? At the current rate you're running your business, are you on track for what you're looking to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, what's the best solution for you to do this? A website.
A website.
Marketing.
Yeah. So it's the first port of call, isn't it, for patients today?
Absolutely.
And so if you're representing yourself correctly,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to take them on to that next stage.
Yeah. The research now shows 93% of all consumer buying starts on the internet, on mm-hmm. Google. So you could be the best dentist in the world and you've given fantastic service to a patient. And what's the first thing they're going to do if they're going to recommend? They'll talk about you, and the friends will go on to Google and search mm-hmm. for you. And if they can't find you, they'll just, being human beings where we want everything immediately, they'll just look for another dentist in that location.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just lost out on all the effort that you put in just by not having a presence where the largest audience in the world is.
So no website equals no patients.
Yeah.
That's been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure the listeners have found it very useful. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.